The World Health Organization is calling it an emergency of international concern. Here is the latest. At least 81 deaths in Mexico are likely linked to the virus. Testing confirms another 20 cases there. And since yesterday, two more cases in the U.S. have been confirmed, those in Kansas, the nine others in Texas and California. So that brings the total number of confirmed cases in the U.S. to 11. And there could be more. Tests suggest swine flu is likely in 8 New York school students. Also, 22 students and teachers from New Zealand who just returned from Mexico may have been affected as well.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner talks money today with finance officials from around the world. Geithner is attending closed-door meetings of the Joint World Bank and International Monetary Fund. Now, the sessions are being held at the World Bank's headquarters in Washington this morning. Then this afternoon, Geithner hosts roundtable talks with Treasury ministers from several African nations.
Students at Hampton University in Virginia have been on lockdown this morning. Police are going over the scene of a shooting at a dormitory there that took place just after midnight. Students weren't involved. Instead, though, police say a university employee and two other people were hurt. We are also told that the suspect is a former student and that person is in custody. Every police department in the country is on the lookout for this marketing professor from the University of Georgia. Take a good look. Police say George Zinkhan killed three people. One of them was his ex-wife. The shooting unfolded outside a community theater in Athens, Georgia, where the victims and the suspect all volunteered. Police say Zinkhan dropped off his children with a neighbor, and he has not been seen since.
Who could imagine something like this? A quiet Saturday? A normal Saturday, a neighbor asks you to watch their kids for an hour, and then this. Shocking.
It's so difficult. I'm just in complete and utter shock. I don't know why someone would do something like this.
You reach a certain age, you're going to know people that have passed away, but not three people all at one time, and three people that you know well and that you've just seen. That's just something that you don't perceive is going to take place.
And to add to that shock, University of Georgia administrators tell us that Zinkhan has an impeccable track record and teaching credentials.